Hey everybody, it's Jeremy Bradley here, and it's time for the Speak Free Books Entertainment Wrap-Up presented by BuffBoyBrewing.com.
JB's Entertainment Wrap-Up.
Brought to you by BuffBoyBrewing.com. Need your daily or hourly fix of fresh-flavored coffee? Check out Buff Boy Brewing Company for unique blends from around the world. International tastes with the finest roasts at BuffBoyBrewing.com. Here's what's making news this September 6th. It's football season, or so they tell me. I don't really follow it. And that has everybody talking about one thing, Taylor Swift. Now that's what I know about. She's dominating sports headlines when the Kansas City Chiefs play because of her relationship with Travis Kelce. Remember, even during the Super Bowl, it's like she had more screen time than some of the players on the field. So, with the Chiefs' first game of the season, there was much speculation about Swift's whereabouts. Sure enough, she was there. She showed up in Kansas City apparently an hour before the game, according to local reports. She stuck around for the game, of course, and many fans were wondering if she's going to be a lucky charm for the team this season, or if her beginner's luck has just run out. And the same thing with her relationships, too. Many performers have been stopping their shows because someone in the crowd is having a medical emergency. I believe Swift has done it once or twice. And for comedian Chris D'Elia, he kept rolling with it after the person was taken to hospital. It happened in California last week when a fan began having a seizure. D'Elia notices the guy slump down but quickly regain consciousness. D'Elia asks if he's okay, and he says yeah, but he clearly wasn't. That's when audience members begin to assist and the man is taken out. And that's when the comedy really began. D'Elia started making jokes, but someone quickly said too soon, and that prompted the comedian to go in hard for a full 13 minutes. The video is now on YouTube, and D'Elia expresses concern over and over, but justifies the joke, saying that it happened at a comedy show. What else is he supposed to do? Eventually, he wins over the naysayers and gets the audience involved as well. D'Elia later said everything was handled wonderfully, and he praised everybody who got involved, and he even told TMZ that he hopes to give the patient free tickets if he reaches out. So there you go. Returning to the concert stage is Linkin Park. The group took a break after the 2017 suicide of frontman Chester Bennington. As part of the reunion, they're welcoming singer Emily Armstrong and drummer Colin Britton. The band also announced a new album coming out in November. The first single, The Emptiness Machine, was released this week. They start a tour next week that will take them to a bunch of places, including Germany, England, South Korea, and Colombia. That's Check of Your Celebrity Headlines for this Friday, September 6th. I'm back next week right here on the Speak Free Books Entertainment Wrap-Up presented by BuffBoyBrewing.com. Till next time, I'm Jeremy Bradley.
For a great cup of joe, there's one thing you should know. Your morning brew can also be playful. Buff Boy Brewing guys make the temperature rise, and you surely feel naughty when you swallow our coffee.